USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that President Trump may sign an executive order soon that would end birthright citizenship for children born in the United States to mothers who aren't citizens. That includes illegal immigrants. Axios reports Trump made the comment during an interview conducted last night that will be airing on Axios HBO on Sunday. The first funeral services are being held today in Pittsburgh for some of the 11 victims of the synagogue shooting on Saturday, which is why a former rabbi at that synagogue is telling President Trump,
"Wait a week. Come next week. The focus this week is on the funerals."
Rabbi Chuck Diamond was speaking on MSNBC. Despite his words, the president and first lady are going forward with their scheduled visit to the city today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
More now from President Trump in a wide-ranging interview last night on Fox News, where he's asked about that caravan of Central American migrants that's heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. The president says,
"This caravan is not, they're wasting their time. They are not coming
into the
country."
What's the military going to be able to do? Obama and Bush both sent the National Guard.
But
it had no effect.
They're not me. This is the, I'm sending up the military. This is the military. And they're standing there. And one thing that will happen.
No lethal force.
When they're captured, we don't let them out. What has been happening, and we're not as of pretty recently, we're not letting them out. What happens is they would catch and release. We're catching. We're not releasing. So they want to come over. But we're not even doing that. We're not letting them into this country.
Meanwhile, around 5,000 active duty troops are being given orders to deploy to the U.S.-Mexico border by the end of this week, preparing for the arrival of that Central American migrant caravan. And it might not arrive for several weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence is catching some heat after a rabbi at a campaign rally offered a prayer that mentioned Jesus last night. It happened at the rally in suburban Detroit 2 days after a gunman murdered 11 at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Pence on hand to support White House House candidate Lena Epstein, who is Jewish. He invited Rabbi Lauren Jacobs to the stage to pray, but Jacobs is founder and chief rabbi at Messianic Synagogue. The Messianic Jews recognize the New Testament as scripture and believe Jesus is the Messiah and is strongly rejected by most mainstream Jewish tradition. Epstein says she, and not Pence, actually invited Rabbi Jacobs to pray at that rally. Apple's expected to announce some new products today, including a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and some other hardware upgrades. It's Apple's second product event this month. The iPad Pros are getting a completely new design. New chipsets for various products are also set to be unveiled today. And Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson, the NBA's new record holder for the most three-pointers in a game. Thompson broke teammate Steph Curry's record of 13 when he drained 14. In last night's win over the Bulls in Chicago, the final 149-124. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.